As the U.S. continues to struggle with questions about violent crime and law enforcement, some are pushing Congress to establish a national commission that would perform a top-to-bottom review of the country's criminal justice system. The last time that happened was 50 years ago. A wide-ranging group of experts studied every facet of crime, and they submitted a pivotal report to President Lyndon B. Johnson.
We know that a major part of our assault on crime must be an attack on the conditions of despair and denial of human opportunity in which it can grow.
The Johnson Commission report called for sweeping changes, and its influence continues today. NPR's Cheryl Corley has more.
If there is one thing to come from the Johnson Crime Commission's report that most people will recognize immediately, it's the nationwide emergency phone number, 911.
911, what is your emergency?
At the Addison Consolidated Dispatch Center, about 25 miles west of Chicago, the call room is busy. Director Dolores Team says the center fields emergency 911 calls for 8 towns.
It was the 60s when they came up with the idea of having one number to call. It was a great idea, right? People need help. It should be simple numbers to call and get you the help you need. It's still relevant today.
In 1965, President Johnson called for the Crime Commission to be revolutionary in its approach. 18 months later, the group released its report, The Challenge of Crime in a Free Society.
I wasn't sure I thought about it as a revolution.
Carnegie Mellon Professor Alfred Bloomstein, widely recognized now for his research on criminal justice and violence, was one of the original staff members of the Johnson Commission.
But one thing that I think did come out of it was a movement towards thinking of the criminal justice system as a system.
And Bloomstein and his group made it easy to recognize, developing a flowchart that's been used in criminology textbooks. It provided a visual take on how the courts, police, and corrections interact. Sheldon Krantz, now a visiting professor of law at Georgetown University, was assigned to work on the commission's police task force. It was a time when sometimes brutal police clashes with residents played out in full view during race riots across the country.
I think it was fair to say that in the 60s, police in America were in a somewhat primitive state. There was very limited training. There was a lack of education, a lack of diversity.
The commission's report concluded there must be a radical revision of police personnel practices, a change necessary to achieve more effective and fair law enforcement, especially for the poor, minority groups, and juveniles. Krantz says the suggestions also defined what the federal government's role should be in policing,
which included providing grants to state and local law enforcement, developing the COPS program,
which focuses on police and residents working together to fight crime.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
You all should understand, you're joining CPD at a historic time, and I call it historic.
At the Chicago Police Department's training center, Superintendent Eddie Johnson told new recruits during a recent ceremony they'd learn about firearms, control tactics, and the police department's new use of force policy. Johnson says the push for more police training is a legacy of the Johnson Crime Report, and there's been tremendous change over the 50 years.
For instance, now we have to have social service skills. We have to have mental health training to go out there and be better prepared. Because, listen, most of societal ills are dumped at the doorstep of law enforcement.
Spelling out new expectations for the entire criminal justice system was a hallmark of the Johnson Crime Commission. Laurie Robinson, a criminologist at George Mason University, says it hadn't been done before on such a scale. Robinson was also a co-chair of President Obama's White House Task Force on 21st Century Policing and says the Johnson Report was a guidepost for her group in a number of areas.
We looked at the Johnson Commission's work on technology. And, of course, we zeroed in on areas like body-worn cameras.
And Robinson says there's a reason why the Johnson Report has survived.
The Johnson Crime Commission is really the most influential study of criminal justice that has ever been undertaken in the United States.
And 50 years later, still a roadmap, say legal scholars, as the country continues to face the challenges of crime. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.